Nolte, Bill Maher rips media for Liz Cheney firing squad hoax, just don't lie to me. By John Nolte on November 2, 2024. Left-wing comedian Bill Maher tore into the corporate media during his real-time overtime segment for lying about Donald Trump calling for Liz Cheney to be executed. "I woke up to the headline Donald Trump had called for a firing squad for Liz Cheney," said Maher, adding, "and this is what I really don't like about the media, no, he didn't." Maher goes on to explain what Trump clearly said. He's criticizing her for being a war hawk. I mean, she is Dick Cheney's daughter. Maher then read Trump's full and unambiguous quote. Here it is. "Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her. Let's see how she feels about it, you know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington, in a nice building saying, oh, gee, well, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy." Just to be clear, Maher continued, this is exactly what hippies always said. This is exactly what peaceniks always said. Trump is saying, you know what, it's very easy to sit in your building and send young men to die. He then said to the media, just don't lie to me. I don't like Donald Trump. Don't lie to me and tell me he wants her in front of a firing squad. He was saying something that, again, sounds like what hippies used to say. Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, quickly agreed that the media lied. I agree with you on the lying, he said. That's ridiculous and absurd and counterproductive. Raskin went on to criticize Trump, but Maher interrupted him. I'm not defending Trump, Maher explained. Just don't lie to me. The corporate media, including liars like CNN's Casey Hunt, Eric Bradner, Kate Sullivan, and Jim Acosta, Politico's Andrew Howard, Jonathan Martin, and Jonathan Lemire, The Washington Post's Aaron Blake, Reuters' Andy Sullivan and Susan Heavey, National Review's Jim Garrity, Rolling Stone's Nikki McCann Ramirez, and The Bulwark's not-so-little Lord Fauntleroy Jonah Goldberg, believed it was 2008 again and that they could get away with fabricating an October surprise that could be dry-humped straight through Election Day. And the reason these soulless liars fabricated it was to drown out the real October surprise, which was that, throughout October, the Harris Biden economy created only 12,000 jobs, all government jobs. Private sector jobs fell by 28,000, and manufacturing lost 44,000 jobs. The problem for these soulless liars is that it is not 2008. No more can the corporate media lie with impunity. New media now has the credibility and muscle to debunk media lies in real time. This new reality has the corporate media so confused and angry. They have chosen to proudly and publicly debase themselves in the hope that whoring out their integrity might push cackly McNever border czar over the finish line. Well, maybe it will, but the media are destroying themselves in the process, and it is glorious to watch. Also, this is a clear case of malice. No one accusing Trump of calling for a firing squad believes it. Want to know how I know that? Easy. Even in the selectively edited video the media play, Trump says, let's put her with a rifle standing there. Riddle me this, ever-expanding Casey Hunt, who hands a rifle to someone facing a firing squad. They know they are lying. That is malice, pure and simple, and Trump should sue every person named above, their editors, and their outlets, for defamation. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.